The hero of Drive is known only as the driver. That'll give you some sense of this highly stylized, often beautiful and graphically violent action drama about a mechanic and part-time movie stunt driver who moonlights as a wheelman. It'll be an incomplete sense, though. Depending on the second-by-second circumstances, the driver might also be called the lover, dreamer, benefactor, brute, or killer. He's actually all of those things in the time and space of a single elevator ride. Few actors working today could make emotional sense of such a protean character, but Ryan Gosling pulls it off brilliantly in a film that grabs your gaze and won't let go, except for when you can't help but look away. Drive was directed by Nicholas Winding Refn. He's done several small, violent features that have earned him a cult following. This time, the suspenseful mayhem gives pace and shape to a story that otherwise wouldn't be much more than a tone poem involving the driver's neighbor Irene, she's played beautifully by Carey Mulligan, and her sweetly soulful young son. The action is intense, a holdup gone bad, car chases through the streets of L.A. and up the Malibu coast. And the tone poem parts are pretty wonderful, too, thanks to the director's fondness for enchanted, attenuated encounters between the driver and Irene. The supporting cast is superb, especially Albert Brooks as an unspeakably evil thug who claims to have produced movies. As for Ryan Gosling, it's irresistible to compare his economical style to that of the peerless Marlon Brando. But peerless as Brando was, he could be mannered to the point of self-parody, and that hasn't happened to Gosling. He keeps it fresh, whether it's the droll self-assurance of his womanizer and crazy, stupid love, or the doomily seductive inwardness of the driver in Drive, which is ultimately about a moment of grace. He and this powerful film deserve each other. He's the movie's most graceful minimalist. Happy, Happy is Norway's foreign language entry in this year's Academy Awards and the Norwegian director Anne Sawitsky's debut feature. It's casually daring and mostly endearing, a film that mixes and purposely mismatches light and dark moods to tell the story of Kaya, a rural wife and mother looking for happiness in the wrong places and finally in the right one. Kaya, who's played with unsettling good cheer by Agnes Kittelsen, is vulnerable in ways we can only guess at first. She's the picture of domestic contentment when a couple of urban sophisticates and their adopted Ethiopian son Noah move into the house next to hers. Soon enough, though, the mood darkens, the sexual plot thickens, and both women start to reveal the separate but equal sadness that swirls beneath the surface of their lives. Happy, Happy won't be right for you if you hold to the notion that a movie can only be funny or serious, but not both. This one is often both at the same time, which made me perfectly happy. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.
KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on the Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.